Everybody, do meditation. Just kidding. Anyway, last week, we talk about what is it? Middleway school. Middleway school has two types of middleway school. Autonomy and personal consequence. So, actually, I already mentioned that general idea about middleway school, source of middleway school. I mentioned that, last night I taught two truth Singapore students. I also mentioned that. Okay, 네, last night, as I talked with them, taught them two truth. Actually, it's really important. I mentioned that, tenet is like kind of in according to the Buddhism, tenet is like kind of philosophy. It's really kind of like philosophy. So even it's really because I listened there last always His Holiness emphasized to study tenets. Even like in Tibet they like kind of old Tibetan society, they start to teach lori, awarenesses, and tennis, those old class. And also, day before, few days before, His Holiness was in Delhi, and His Holiness talked with the Tibetan young generations, and then also he gave them advice to those students. It's really important to study tennis. It's like kind of philosophy. It's really important to study tennis and those kind of awarenesses is very important to study because tenet is if you really don't have kind of what do you say knowledge about tennis, then your practicing Dharma is kind of like very surface. It's really not deep. It's very difficult to, your practice in Dharma is really difficult to get deeper. And it's very difficult to be logic. It means really like, I don't mean all your gentlemen are, have like blind faith. It doesn't mean like, if you just like really kind of background of tennis, then you'll, faith will be like kind of really is your baptism or your faith. Faith is like kind of surface. It's really not deep. It's really not enough to practice Dhamma very seriously. That's what His Holiness also said. It's really you have to, all those kids really have to study and then try to. Anyway, like we have like three wisdom way of studying, three wisdom, First listening and contemplation, analyze and meditation. This kind of way to meditation, kind of way to practice Dhamma. That's why I mention a lot. So here tennis is really, really important, but it's very, very important. If you really think seriously, but don't think like that, okay? This tennis, those kind of study very logically, seriously, is for the monk. It's not for the layman. Don't think about that. Okay? If I ask a question, then do laymen have to attain enlightenment? Laymen have to come out from samsara? Of course, everybody come out from samsara. That's why we have to find method to come out from samsara. How we find method to come out from samsara, then we have to really understand real Buddha's viewpoint. What is Buddha's viewpoint? Buddha's all viewpoint based on four tenets. Yeah, that is really matter. Even we say Buddha's viewpoint is based on like Four Noble Truths and Two Truths. Yeah, those all we have to is really, really. If you really think about seriously, is really we have to this studying tenet is really essential to practice Dharma, essential to attain enlightenment. Yeah, that's why we really, really is even you really study tenet is like. We say like, okay, we want to have transmission, we want to have teaching, those all kind of things, like we just put seeds, imprints within our mind. But we just put seeds. If you think like that, okay, if you put just seeds throw in the field, yeah, it will grow or not grow. It's difficult to grow, you know, you have to have fertilizer, you have to have water, everything, you know. But just listening, teaching, is really put strong imprint in your mind? I think so. I don't think so. It really have to have like listening and contemplate and study and then analyze. Then your imprint, teaching imprints or within your mind, teaching seeds within your mind will be very stronger. Is yeah, really stronger. That is what I think. Yeah, it's just like because usually even when we in Tantra monastery, we have lots of transmission because Geshe is only 1 year. Yeah, 1 year we have to study all kind of Tantra, kind of Tantra teachings, all Tantra lineage. We have to listen. We have to go to see teacher and listen. But during the day, like it's continue, like from morning to until night, like 5 o'clock, whole day they have give like. Transmission teaching. While giving transmission teaching, you cannot sleep. You cannot like distract with your mind. Really focus and really think about that. And then if you have time, you have to come back and you have to read. Those all things we have to do. Yeah? People think of transmission. Then teacher just decide. Blah, 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 blah. Then students listen, like listen with distracting mind. Is it really put strong seeds or not? I'm really not sure. You know, strong seeds. You have to have support. With support while learning and contemplate. Yeah, this is important, yeah? So here. So, in tennis, before I mentioned that, we have to just like summarize what is the viewpoint. We have to really understand each tennis, yeah? Each tennis viewpoint. Each tennis viewpoint. What is the Weber Seeker's viewpoint? And then what is the Sutra School's viewpoint? What is School Sutra's viewpoint? What is the Mind Only School viewpoint? What is the Middle Way School viewpoint? Yeah? Viewpoint. Yeah. Yeah, this is really important. Anyway, actually, when you come to class, I really want to learn it. It's really important for me. Even hard, I really want to study it. Just like set up your strong motivation. Yeah, just don't think like this. Oh, this teaching is tennis is really complicated and it's hard. And what are we doing? Something, yeah. You know what are you doing? Come to see center temple. You know, it's kind of a lot of question. Come yourself. Yeah, but set of motivation. I want to learn it. I want to learn it. I want to do it. Yeah, just set of motivation, and then you will interest in it. Whether you like to listen teaching or. Like to listen teaching or not like to listen teaching is depends your strong motivation. Yeah, don't study like I go to school. It's really, I really, because I know that because in school, you know, do you know, oh, Rinpoche know Western philosophy? No, I don't know. But I know some terms in Western philosophy. Western philosophy is not kind of some professors, yeah? Those old names I know, but I took like maybe 3-6 months class over there, but I don't know anything. Some took some other class, but I don't know. Just like, finally we don't learn something. Then you lost yourself, yeah? You didn't learn anything. Yeah, that's why you just set a motive. Oh, I really want to focus on this class, and I really want to learn it, make up, and then it will really encourage you to learn. I really learn. Yeah, don't this, oh, it's boring, it's hard. Okay. So here I will make you clear what is the Weibashiga viewpoint. What is his main point? What is his focus? Weibashiga viewpoint, then actually because like you think Weibashiga view, mind point, mind only school, sutra, all those 10 is different viewpoint, yeah? Because they have disagreement between their own viewpoint. Yeah? Viewpoint, yeah? But actually you don't think that is 10 is really, you don't think that I'm really teaching kind of way, kind of teaching way of very complicating. Actually, I think I really try to think by myself and really not that much according to the book. Book you can read. Yeah? You can read and also you can ask me question. And according to the book, you just read and then a little bit explain. It's like same, but you have to try to explain by yourself and try to find, you know. So even I don't teach like monastery. Monastery really more complicated. They compare with like here, this class here, this page, then other like different, different, what to say? Different treaties. Then different treaties combined together, and then in the class, they teach, ask you question, and then students, okay, sometimes, okay, when you go to class, because we have teacher like, in monastery, really, he's really, really, he's amazing. It's like, sometimes we go to class, then everybody go to class. Yesterday, teacher, he taught yesterday, yeah? When you go to class today, he asked you a question. He really tried want to find, kind of summarize, ask question, and then monks, they cannot question each other. They just pinch each other. Because if you don't ask, answer question, teacher going to upset, and then maybe you're going to scold, and everybody ban and pinch each other, yeah? Yeah, if you did, that topic is really not clear, he's not going to teach other topic. He's going to stay on that topic and make sure and clear, yeah. Yeah, really, yeah. But we don't teach like monastic style. I try to as much as like, a general idea. Yeah, so here we main point. What is the Weibashiga main point? But anyway, we hear, we get idea why we learn tenet, yeah? Why we learn tenet, yeah? What is, why we learn tenet, yeah? That's, you have to answer, okay? Why we learn tenet? You really think careful. Why we learn tenet? Okay, that's it. Okay, what is the Weibashiga viewpoint? Like kind of method and wisdom, like you can talk about that. What is his viewpoint and what is sutra viewpoint? Actually, what does me view in like in English we say view, yeah? View is in Tibetan we say like tawa view. View. Tawa is really, is kind of, they really, tawa is view. They have like kind of subjective, objective view and subjective view. Yeah? Actually, in really in Buddhism term, according to Tenet, view is really refers to, refers to the emptiness or selflessness of the person, view. View. When you go to the middle school, yeah, there's a view. There are two types of view. Object of view and subjective view. Yeah, subjective view is which wisdom realizes the emptiness. That is the subjective view. Then emptiness is object view. Is real view, yeah? Yeah, so anyway, but what do you think in a Weibashiga viewpoint? What Weibashiga? Vyavashika view like he view like the, he assert like selflessness of person, but doesn't assert the selflessness of phenomena. Yeah. Then also Vyavashika is like Vyavashika and Sutra all are Hinayana. Hinayana, and they don't assert, they only assert to, what is it? Their ultimate goal is attain arhat state, yeah? It's not attain enlightenment. Their ultimate goal is attain arhat state. Yeah? Vyavashika. Their view like, they view really selflessness a person. Selflessness a person has two, yeah? Is subtle and coarse selflessness person. Then, yeah, this is, yeah, is according to like kind of Vyavashika view. Then, as Vyavashika, they assert the ultimate truth and conventional truth. This is kind of easy, yeah? So, then, sutra, what is sutra view? What's the different sutra view from the Vyavashika? Yeah. But also, sutra school assert, sutra school followers, ultimate goal is attain arhat state, yeah? Only attain arhat state because Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana because they, Hinayana means, Hinayana followers don't assert or don't accept attain enlightenment, yeah? But same. Then, but little bit now when you get the sutra, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Now they say like, if you read like kind of other tenets, viewpoint of sutras like, according to the sutras, way of sutra asserting conventional and truth, ultimate truth, is really kind of, is a foundation to understand emptiness or foundation understand wisdom and method. Also, it's really, it's very difficult. Like, they say, like, all kind of middle way school and all Buddha's teaching are based on sutra's view. What do you think? That's what I, yeah, because some tenets, they say, like, all Buddha's teaching based on sutra's view. Then what do you think? It means learning sutras, tenet is really good method to understand when you get Mahayana school. Because from sutra school, really talking about conventional truth, ultimate truth, yeah? Conventional truth. Then it's really when they talk about conventional truth and ultimate truth, if you really study very clearly, very completely from the sutra school, the conventional truth, ultimate truth, then when you get mind-only school, it's really easy to distinguish between conventional truth, ultimate truth. And also we say like characterized phenomena and specific characterized phenomena and generally characterized phenomena. Yeah? Yeah, this, yeah. But anyway, you have some sutra view. What is sutra view? You can summarize your idea. What is the sutra school view? Viewpoint of sutra school. What does he assert like? We do some discuss and go slowly. It's okay. I don't want to give you pressure. Very relaxed.
According to this, it says that they accept both self-knowers and external objects.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I just try to summarize. You try to check you get idea about sutra school or not. So, then you some idea about sutra school? Maybe some just feel like we are here we're doing discussion, no teaching. Jim, you have some idea about sutra school? Maybe some get idea from Thailand. You just came back from Thailand. Yeah, whatever you want, you can share. Yeah. You can share like sutra school, like conventional tooth, ultimate tooth. Yeah, those all right conduct and morality, those all tenets follows, they assert, you know. Yeah. Even non-Buddhism, they assert, yeah, morality, wrong, right conduct and wrong conduct, yeah. Then, okay, now, actually, sutra is the most similar, like the Vaibhashika, but different, what say, two truth, yeah, conventional truth, the ultimate truth, and also, also same as, like, abandonment. That's what we really have to know. Abandonment. In according to the sutra school, abandonment, yeah? What is abandonment? Because we attain, they assert attain a heart, yeah? When you attain a heart, you have to have method. You have to have wisdom. Yeah? Method and wisdom go together and then attain a heart state, yeah? So according to the sutra, what is the wisdom? Wisdom is which consciousness or which mind relies the selflessness of the person. Yeah. Easy, yeah? Then, what is abandonment? Self-grasping. Self-grasping. We say like abandonment is like affliction mind. Affliction, which affliction mind? Self-grasping. Yeah, self-grasping is kind of all sutra, like all tenets, maybe they assert self-grasping is the root of ignorances. Yeah. Yeah, then method is accumulate merit, yeah? Accumulate merit. Okay. Yeah, then different like conventional to the ultimate truth. When you get in sutra, then you get conventional to the ultimate. It's really start to get idea about the, go to the mindfulness school. Yeah, Mahayana school. Okay. Now, here, what is the viewpoint of mind-only school? Yeah, everything is able. Yeah. Okay, this also, yeah. Actually, if you really think about the three Dhamma wheel, yeah? Three Dhamma wheel. First wheel, second wheel, third wheel, yeah? Third one. What is the subject, yeah? Subject of first Dhamma wheel? Four Noble Truths and then what? Yeah, first Dhamma wheel, they, like subject of first Dhamma wheel, all phenomena are ranked Tsenyutuba. Chiyotamchi rank tsenyutuba. All phenomena are characteristic existent. Zune janju sodenbaji chotanji rank tsenyutuba zan kolo tambu jija.
The content of the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma is the existence of the self-characterized phenomena, beginning from form all the way to the 37 path to enlightenment.
Da kolo baba la ya ane zune changshu soden zhi chue tang ji denba ma du bas.
So the actual, you know, the subject matter or the content of the teachings of the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma is the teachings on the lack of true existence, beginning from form all the way to the 37 path of enlightenment.
Da sen zang bi ge da ka de le de zang ba le sen zang bi ge da ko lu ba bi ge na lo la ya chen yi sung dian ba tu ma du che ba she lo zo da de sen zang bi da wa da sa ma xian de dai ma da de.
When it comes to the mind only school, then they talked about the three characters which is distinct from the other, you know, the standpoints. Existence of the self characteristic.
No, my question is, maybe you use Nima.
I don't have a microphone.
Hi, Nimala. My question is, when Rinpoche talked about the first turning of Dharma wheel, and he said that all self-characteristic phenomenal from form until the 37 branches of enlightenment, what's the definition of the self-characteristic phenomenon? Why we say, is that the same definition as the sutra school? Why do we emphasize self-characteristic phenomenon in the first, in this definition of the first turning Dharma wheel? You know.
Definition of the Takanda Nizu the tuba. The Nedovilla, Koso Jagres. The call of Tambu goes around its singing tuba as a tango, carres, lo de Sambalea, Tambu Conalea, Carson, call of Tambu Corangi Gonjilea, Tani Sam the Yubala Gone, and the rank its singing tuba sumbaris, Cardina Sumbars lo de Sambalea, Dot Debada, Cherama, Tani the Yu Shinchilea, Tani the Yu Shinchilea, never the rank its singing too good, you the Eugenie when the two good, Nizong when the two good use it, or Tende when it, Tende Chanako sumbaris. Tinzang Aransuki Tachina, Sun Dambaina, Colum Dosun Nalula, Sanjay, Sungi, Gonjikar, Gubakar, Mul, Nujikar, Rizedi, Tenda Dodu Tigan Legris, Tigala, Ani Sibuyona, Anipe, Ani Tigan Tata Legris, Gonji, Guba, Mul, Nujizedi.
Tanda pa game par mishe. Rangi singi drop ma drop say ati ni so yume ta yaris.
Jere on tani tani tabi ta den si isne niyeji yume la ya.
Niyeji yume ta.
Oh tiga on singi korat dala la so.
So here the existence of self character existence of the you know self characteristics. In other words, we say that self characterized is etymology of the self character is if the things that it can be found after the final analysis, then that is defined as a self characteristic phenomena. I'll just repeat once again. It is when analyzed carefully, and this particular phenomena is found after the final analysis, is what is meant by self-characteristic phenomena. So then, here the Rinpoche also mentioned one thing that we need to understand is when we go through the text, there are very three important important factors that we need to understand. Guanxi, which is the actual intention or the thought, and then guba, the purpose, and then wulenji, which means the actual objection, and so forth. So those three need to be identified and need to be understood.
Oh, the jira. The Sivuchakra is clear, yeah? That's actually because not only, that's really, if you read like interpreter, interpreter chapter is really, yeah.
Eloquent of speech. But what's the three points got to do with the tenet, the intention, and the objection means the abandonment?
So why there is a lot to do with this, you know, because when why the Buddha taught the self character as phenomena during his first turning of the wheel of the Dharma. So therefore, why Buddha taught? So when you ask the why, then you should understand, it's important to understand its intention, purpose, and then objections.
Now here I'm going to middle school, okay? So middle school, I already mentioned the kind of general idea about middle way, a little bit distinguish between middle way and autonomy and consequence. Different idea, really, yeah. Da ani da umar rangju ba dala ya dode chibi umar rangju ba dala neje chibi umar rangju ba ni oris. Da kanda dode chibi umar rangju ba neje chibi umar rangju ba siye de. Da kanda ko dode chibi umar rangju ba se kanda dode ba da ani tumba. Ina yang dode ba da tumba se demba tuba kien lamba jag maris. Ani neje chibi umar rangju ba siye de yang ne sen zamba da tumba. Da karchin lagur sulo da zamba le. Dode jibi uma rangju badi ye, ani ko shuru thon do duwa kelen gire, ani nenjo jibi uma rangju badi ko shuru thon do duwa kelen maris ti inza, kola ya ani mii dunde da baris, inza dode jibi uma rangju bada leden jida yeshi nibo sra, leden jide ani chidangi ta yeshi nibo de sozo leden jige da kanda ani lama inza ra, lama sozo jie ti inza ta kanda dode jibi tawa nanglo la ya. Uma bayin ba kanchi le ya shuru tun du ba kien leng chi
ta uma rangje ba yin ba rum chi
da chi na gi li de ji de pe ji ma su gi ti ka la ya pa den da da bu du su gi ka la ya kan da ani ka la go re uma ten ji wa da du su nyang du le da kan da rang gi sin ji tu ban de da man de se zhe ba zhen ge zuo lu ji de da
So now let's go to this autonomy school, the middle way school, and so you may find there are two divisions of the middle way, the autonomy for Madhyamaka Svatantika, or the autonomy schools. So one is the follower of the sutra. The middle way school, the sutra middle way autonomist, and another one is the yogic middle way autonomist. So there are two divisions. So the division is difference between the two divisions is the first one is their viewpoint or the assertion is. It's similar to the sutra schools, and then second one's their standpoint or their viewpoints are similar to the the minority schools. So again here we need to make sure that when speaking about the first one is who has a similar assertion of the sutra school, that doesn't really mean that. He that particular school actually asserts, you know, the true existence as it does in the Sutra schools. So why it is similar to the Sutra school is because the way they assert phenomena, a subjective and objective, subjective mind and objective phenomena are separate entity, as it accepted by the Sutra school. And the second one is the middle way, the yogic middle way autonomist is said to be a similar assertion to the Mainoni school, is because they do not accept the duality of subject and object, but rather everything that exists is a mere entity of one's mind and so forth. So therefore, this is an assertion that really, that is very, you know, similar to the assertion of subject and object by the Mainoni school. Therefore, these two are make a difference. One is the Sutra follower, and one's proponent is similar to the Mainoni school and so forth. So then here, the masters of the first one, the Sutra middle way autonomous, the masters, Baba Vivika and Chief Garsung Bharamji. Baba Vivika and Janagarbha. So those are these two are the masters of the Sutra middle way autonomist. And the Baba Vivika is the middle proponent of the middle way, who actually existed during the Chandrakirti's time, and who had a critical, you know, debate or the argument with Chandrakirti. So then the yogic middle way, the masters of the yogic middle ways, yogic middle way of autonomous, are the masters such as Chandrakshita and Haribhadra, and then Kamalashila. Those are the masters of the yogic middle way of autonomist. And Kamalashila is the one who actually had an intensive debate with the individual who were the upholder of the viewpoint of the Hashang, the master Hashang.
Tadi ko lo tene lo rish ta. Tadi ni ma kuzo umar Ranjiv basle ay de ko Ranjiv bas mi da ay de kanda Ranjiv ta se de kanda kazaan ye shiun ba Ranjiv ta se de Ranjiv ta de la ya Ranjiv san karjin lagu resan kazaan kazo shiun ra.
No, but. So we talked about this, why we talked about when we look at the definition of the autonomous, it says the proponent of the middle way, who by way of accepting autonomous reasons. So we talked about the autonomous reasons during last time's teaching, right?
No. No, I think they were tired. I'm tired. So just kidding. So I think maybe we try to according to the middle way school autonomy, yeah? What is the selflessness of a person? There are two types of selflessnesses, yeah? Maybe we try to talk about, but if you already learned, you already learned like this before we read the kind of lori, those everything, yeah? So But anyway, I really think about that. You really, I mentioned that three natures. According to the mind only school, three natures. Then it's really important to, what is it? It comprehends what does three age mean. Three nature, yeah? So, now here, maybe autonomy, maybe we talk about like method and wisdom. When we attain in Latin, but they're talking about like kind of direct perceiver and inferential value cognizer, wrong consciousness. That's you have already kind of some idea about the direct perceiver, inferential value cognizer, and the wrong consciousness, yeah? But now we try to talk about a little bit, according to the middle way school, emptiness or something. Maybe try to maybe hold, because if I read like this, so teach the, I really don't know how to teach, you know, it's a little bit confused. So maybe, anyway, I want you to learn something. That's what I think about that. So if you want to give me transmission, I give very fast. Like Lamrin, really, one day, I'm very good reading. anyway, now we really touch on maybe topic. Okay, like really focus on viewpoint of middle school. Maybe we think about the when we attend the Latin, yeah, attend in Latin, or when we attend in Latin, or when we attend Arhat state. Before attend in Latin Arhat state, what do we need? Like kind of first step. Is really include the viewpoint, wisdom, and method. Okay, according to the Uttanipa, what is the wisdom? What is the method? According to the Middle Way School autonomy, they assert the two selflessnesses, yeah? Selflessness of a person and selflessness phenomena, yeah? Yeah? So what is the selflessness of a person? Yeah, there are two types of selflessness person, yeah? It's kind of subtle and coarse selflessness person, yeah? It's same as like Vaibhashika. Selflessness person. Coarse and subtle. Now here we, what do they assert in different from the sutra? Here in autonomy, assert the emptiness. Selflessness is a phenomena, yeah? Okay, now we focus on this, okay? Selflessness of, you know, what is the selflessness phenomena? What is the autonomy selflessness or phenomena different from the mind-only school? Okay, empty of true existence, but mind-only school doesn't assert all phenomena empty of truly existent, yeah? Do you assert or not? Why? But all, do mind only school assert the all phenomena truly existent? No, yeah? Only like other power, like impermanent phenomena, they assert all impermanent are truly existent. Truly existent, yeah? Or impermanent, like imputed phenomena, all are empty of truly existent. But here, okay, say autonomy, empty of all phenomena empty of truly existent is emptiness, yeah? Dakoso demba tuban deumara, demba tuban deun chiyo kari yorela, dakoso. You guys share me idea, something. If they ask, oh, yeah. I think so you know something, yeah? You have idea about autonomy. No, because I think so you have something idea about tenet, yeah? Tenet, so you share autonomy. You don't have to laugh, you know? Share and then, if you have some idea about autonomy, you know? Autonomy, what is the main point of autonomy? If they assert truly easy, kesi demba tuva ke lemba ina kyo kare yores.
So Rinpoche is saying if they assert the truly existent phenomena, so then what's wrong with it? So if they assert the truly existent phenomena, then what is wrong with it? That's the question. What's wrong if they assert truly existent phenomena?
They assert empty or truly existent, yeah? If they assert, what problem?
Can I have a question? Can I have a question?
Yeah.
Is there a different definition of emptiness between middle way and my only school?
No, this yeah, yeah.
Are they different in definition of emptiness?
Kunila mind only school and middle school, actually they really don't have a different definition of emptiness, but same definition, but different possessed. Change la order, different possessed.
No, different illustration, but
la
change kumberamji.
Change kagar.
Same definition but a different illustration, that's what Ruchi is saying. So what do you think if you were to ask the emptiness in the standpoint of Mainoli schools, what will be the emptiness of according to Mainoli school? So that's different because in the Mainoli school, the all the imputational characters, it is saying that the character non-nature of phenomena. So it's here the imputational characters are said to be the non-nature of what is as lack of self-characterized phenomena. It is called, because it is imputational phenomena, so therefore it is a self-characterized, lack of self-characterized phenomena. So the lack of self-characterized phenomena is one of the emptiness asserted by the Mainoli school, and the non-duality of subject and object is one of the emptiness of self, Mainoli school. However, so this kind of emptiness is not be accepted by the Madhyamaka's school, okay, the middle way schools.
Ta ganda oma rajive gi emptiness lodu sambale ta ganda chhe tham ji demba matu ba se tichi bula.
So, according to this, the autonomous school, the middle way school, their emptiness is entire phenomena have no truly existence. In other words, the lack of true existence.
That kind of truly existing lo zama chhe thang ji demba matu vaso lo zama le log maja ba. Logi majaba, you going to be tonjora. Logi majaba, you corn going to be tonjila. Pena chosen over the chosen of Bejava, an example this table. Chosen of Jabaina, chosen the corn, chosen simple toba corangi majaba, chosen corn going to by your maris. Tinita, chosen the chosen simple tobi majaba, chosen corn going to be tonjila.
So, what is meant by, that not the lack of true existence of all phenomena is because everything that exists does not exist only the merely by way of its own sight, without depending upon the you know, conceptions that actually imputes that, you know, that phenomena. For instance, the table in front of me, if the table that is in front of me, the very existence of this table is really exist merely by way of its own sight, then that is what is called truly existence. However, this kind of existence is not accepted by the by the sutra, the, you know, Madhyamaka Svatantika school.
Oh, vijay tne do jin sarva
samjhe
mo.
So for the my only school, when they talk about emptiness, so it's not negative affirming, not non-affirming negative.
Mega. It is non-affirmative negative. Yes.
Kanda karta ngaso ki sensambegi sensabad umma dusu sami karta na tumba ni sila de definition de karta sila de sambale gaja ka samji mega ki chadlaya. Kanda tumba ni yora tumba ni korangi gaja ka samji mega ki chadlaya. Emptiness lover.
So if you really look at, you know, briefly what actual, you know, definition of the emptiness, the definition of emptiness in general here, it is mere, you know, negation of the object of negation, in other words. Negation of the object of negation. Mere negation of the object of negation is said to be the emptiness, mere negation of the object of negation.
Chidangi gaja ka samsulo du sambale mone tane ki dusom tambai na gaja ka su dilaya ani yuchi gaja ka su da yuchi ki gaja ka su.
So here again, when speaking about the negating the object of negation, and it can be understood in two different ways. So one is the objective negation, object negation of negating the object negation, or negation of the object of negation, and the other one is objective, or sorry, the subjective object of negation. So there are two different kinds of negation, one subjective and one is objective. According to my you know, middle way school, if I were to ask question to all of you, what is the object of negation of the emptiness? Is that a emptiness, objective negation, or the subjective negation?
What is the negation of emptiness according to the autonomous school? Negation of emptiness. Actually, there are two types of negation of emptiness, yeah? Subjective negation and objective negation. What is the objective negation of emptiness according to the autonomy school? Yeah, object of negation, according to the middle school, objective of negation of emptiness is the truly existent. All phenomena truly existent. Yeah? This objective of negation. Objective of negation means like kind of opposite of emptiness. Emptiness, we say, phenomena, all phenomena, empty of truly existent. Yeah? Empty of truly existent is emptiness. Okay? Empty of truly existent is emptiness. Then, what is opposite of empty of truly existent? Truly existent. Yeah, this is objective negation. Yeah? Then, what is subjective negation? Kansa demba zivi denze. Denze. Chuchi danze.
Grasping ourselves for person and grasping ourselves for phenomena are the objective negation. Sorry, the subjective negation.
Yeah, it's grasping self of
person.
Yeah, grasping self of person, yeah? Yeah, demba tuwa, yeah. Kansa demba tuwa zivi denze.
So grasping at the self or person as a truly existent.
Oh, did you? That day,
I was told that so both of them unanimously, accept the not having true existence of all phenomena. The all phenomena are absence of true existence. However, when they come to actual acceptance of the true lack of true existence, or actual elucidation of the true existence, and
there's a difference between the two.
So now the difference between the two is here. The Madhyamaka Svatantika, they do not accept the truly existence of phenomena. However, they accept the existence by way of its own characteristic, existence of its own side, Ranguni Duba, and inherent existence. So then the difference is here, when it comes to the Madhyamaka Prasangika not only rejecting the true existence of phenomena, but they also reject a way of their own characteristic. Existence of its own side and inherent existence are, rejected across the board.
Oh, do you think that when I run to Kansa, I change it. When the Nalule, Pecha Nalule, Oma Ranjivi, Namshi, so true in the Kenegdo, Kansa, I change it, Delaya, Mazu Kansa, I change it, Delaya, change it, Namshi, the Kenegdo. Then I had the Carcel of the Sambale, Kansa singing the Kotsin in Yedwas. Kansa singing the cook, Kansa said, Tobe, if I meet up a Nanjigi, Pashu Pumbung, dashing on the Sebina, calling ye and do us, Lorda. He's a changing now, she said, the loader. Can you again ye, your Marie Lorda?
So now, if you look at the illustration of the self according to Madhyamaka Svatantika schools, so there the out of the six consciousness, the mental consciousness, which is the mental consciousness, is said to be the illustration of the self or person. Because the subtle mental consciousness is said to be the self or person, or the self or I, is because their main assertion is, if you analyze, regardless of what kind of phenomena it may be, if you analyze, at the final analysis, and it should be found. So therefore, they assert, the mental consciousness is said to be the illustration of the self. So because why they are saying it is the things that need to be findable after the final analysis, because just as the conceptions that impute that particular phenomena, it should be exist as it imputed by this its conceptions. So therefore, so long as it exists as it imputes by the conceptions, it should be findable after the final analysis.
clear, yeah. Yeah, because here in the autonomy, why they are served, cease consciousness.
Rinpoche, let me ask you something.
Okay, good.
It's difficult for me to understand, okay? I'm not going to say that I understand.
No, it's okay, yeah, of course.
But I'm thinking that when we negate the object, for us to negate the object, it has to exist.
Negate object what?
This reality or this... I've been thinking, okay?
Okay, it's good, important.
And listen another teachings about emptiness and stuff. And what I come up with myself is for me to find, I know what is not emptiness. It's not a place, it's not a state, it's not a feeling, it's not... Every time that I feel something, it's not emptiness because I found something. But I don't know if the negation of this reality has to be accepting this reality for us to find emptiness. Like I said, for me to negate that this table is a table, the table has to exist. Otherwise, we are going to negate something that it doesn't exist.
But you... Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah, but you don't negate existence of table, yeah? You don't negate. We accept table is exist.
Yeah, in a conventional truth, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we accept table is exist. But according to the autonomous school, but they agree table is existent, but they don't assert table is truly existent. Because why they don't assert table is truly existent? Because table cannot be exist
merely by its own side.
Yeah, right. Merely by its own side. Right. Yeah.
Right, it has to be like a dream.
It has to be like imputed by conceptual mind, and
yes.
Then exists by own side.
By its own side.
Then, what are your question?
Well, the question is, if you can explain this, how we're going to negate this reality to find emptiness.
What do you mean with this reality? What do you mean?
With the table and the matter, actually.
Yeah, table is
matter
exists, yeah.
Is emptiness, and the emptiness is matter. I mean, I think that's the final point. Am I right?
Yeah, you want more. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's okay. Done.
Am I right or I'm wrong?
I'm not sure. You want more. Carlos Nimala.
I think that is good. I'm sorry. Table reality is like the one. Yeah, my table guitar kind of on the chop sick in yellow chair. Moron, the one so got a cast on the car. Yeah, chosen yellow car gave sort of shit in there. Go to the
chicken
and they say to them. I think Cosmas and the Moody.
Oh, call it the Lada Mola negations. Lada Sambalay and Azuki inchi meji. Chu Tamji Gaza Casa is Jidan. Gaza the Gashi is nearest. Gaza Casa is Jir. That kind of. Table the Gaza Casa Jir.
So the table serves as the basis of object of negation. It serves as the basis of object of negation. But table is not the object of negation. To make to be clear.
The Karsana Nasogi Kanda Bena Nasogi Tumba Nishi Udu Tichin Tolan Pachi Manasalara. Chutamchi, teaching Tonga Pachimono, don't do just like Jiris, Lord Daganda, teaching Tonga Pachimono singing the Doni Lanyaba Jangidra.
No.
He's not Chutamchi, teaching Tonga Pachimono, don't do just like Jiris, Lord Zambale. Chutamchi, Demba to the Madu says, just like Jidris. Jugin said, Lord Zambale, Pachimono, Riz, Lord.
So everything, you know, in, for instance, is said to be everything, the entire phenomena is said to be the basis of the analysis, the basis of the analysis of the path of seeing, the uninterrupted path of seeing. So therefore, why we call everything is the basis of the path of uninterrupting path of seeing, because everything that exists really serves as the basis for that particular wisdom which is the path of uninterrupted, you know, path of seeing, analyzes or sees the emptiness on those phenomena.
It's clear, yeah? Clear? Yeah. Actually, it's really,
Actually, you have not answered the question I asked last time. You said you were going to wait because based on Swatantika, they believe in merely, existence of an external object imputation, right? But last week I asked about how about direct perception? Because direct perception does not require imputation. Okay. Now for Swatantika, for a table to have a sale characteristic, require imputation. Right? But without imputation, does the table still have a sale characteristic?
Mm.
Drug possession.
Your question is like
direct perception.
Yeah, direct perceiver can see table, yeah? You mean, what is your main point question? What is different between
perceiver have no imputation, right?
Yeah, no imputation, yeah.
So it does not have imputation. So this table without imputation, does it have a self characteristic?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, self characteristic, yeah. Table has self characteristic because table exists by on side. It means exists by on side. Yeah, plus imputation. Exists by on side and plus imputation, yeah.
Shiva does not, direct perceive does not have input, does not rely on imputation.
Yeah, the direct perceiver, if you see the direct perceiver, when the direct perceiver, when perceive the object, when perceive the object, not rely on imputation. But if you say direct perceiver is also like exists by on side and
imputed by a conceptual.
Yeah, imputed by conceptual mind. When direct perceiver perceive the object, When the perceiver perceives the object, it doesn't rely on imputation. It just see. Rely imputation means really like come in thought and then you, oh, like this is imputation. Like, yeah, oh. Imputation doesn't mean like say in your mouth, in your coming, in your thought. Yeah, doesn't the perceiver is never come with thought, yeah? If something comes with thought, then we will be indirect. That's why I say like kind of conceptual mind are indirect. Yeah, conceptual mind, because like something by first you see and then come in your thought, like this, like by direct perceiver. Like if you say like, okay, conceptual mind are indirect consciousness and direct perceiver are direct consciousness. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of...
But I thought conceptual mind cannot see self characteristics. Conceptual mind only see a general image. Right? So now it's character. I thought, yeah, conceptual mind only see the general object, not a direct object.
Yeah, la ni mala.
Do de ba dan de zhu du hui ting se le.
Do de ba da.
Oh, kan dan de de dou bei dou bei yu li ya di ji bu xie ru ba si, ji zai ji bu xie ru ma de rang zai xie ru ma ru ba.
Yeah, this is according to the sutra. It's in a sutra school, yeah. Appearing object of conceptual mind is only like permanent, like general.
General.
Yeah, general, yeah. Yeah, this is different because here, yeah, it's a little bit different, yeah. In sutra, you know, a little bit change because in sutra we say like, okay, when you say like, if I go like this, yogi direct perceiver, yeah? When you say like sutra, like meditative equipoise, yeah? What is the object of meditative equipoise according to the sutra school? But selflessness is a person is not appearing object of yogi direct perceiver or is not appearing object of meditative equipoise. Yeah? Yeah, because they are permanent. But here, the direct perceiver or meditative equipoise or meditation or path of meditations, object can be like emptiness or can be like selflessness of a person, even they are permanent. Yeah, it's like a sutra way, yeah. So, yeah, here, then, Dante Naro, like, Kosoki, Tienji, the, Takanda, Oma Ranji, but the, Ni, Chi, Ra, the two types of autonomy. Then, now, here, in, autonomy, assert, cease consciousness. Illustrious of person, the, because the illustrious of person is, mental consciousness, ra ni mala.
No.
Yeah, mental consciousness. Mental consciousness is illustration of person. Yeah. But here my okay. According to does passing consequence assert mental consciousness illustration of person or not? Why? Yeah, this is the different, you know, different between them. Why they don't assert? Or hurt my stomach. Yeah, they cannot find because, yeah. Yeah, that's the, like here, autonomy, they say, okay, person can find. Person imputed and is by on side. Imputed, not merely imputed, on side. Imputed and exists by on side because we can find according to imputed by conceptual mind. Where can we find? We find from basis of person. Part basis of person, yeah? Daji. Kansagi daji.
The basis of person?
Yeah, we find from person is we find from basis of person. Yeah? Yeah, basis of person, yeah? Yeah? Basis any of five, from basis of person is five aggregates. That's why we say we can find a person within any of five aggregates. Yeah, but a passing consequence, because they don't assert that illustration or person is mental consciousness. Yeah? Okay, then second, if you see like here book, and then this is in the book, yeah? Here, okay? Illustration or person is like mental consciousness. Then autonomy also like, is consciousness is like very same, like direct perceiver, inferential value cognizer, wrong consciousness, these all kind of very similar to the sutra school. Now here they have different like emptiness. They assert different emptiness. Emptiness. Yeah? Emptiness. But here the also they Matsuki Kanda Dhammi Dilaya, two types of selflessnesses. Selflessness is a person and selflessness is a phenomena. Yeah? Okay, selflessness is a person has two, yeah? Is subtle selflessness a person and coarse selflessness a person? Okay, subtle coarse selflessness is a person is object, yeah? Object of hearing path, kind of. Kanda ngasogi kalagu, ngasogi dami dalaya, kansagi dami shared kare. Why are we talking about selflessness a person? Why? What purpose of talking about selflessness a person? Karsana ngasogi dami, kansagi dami shared karsana zambalaya, tapa tabalaya bad chibi giji zo. Tapa tabalaya bad chibi giji zo gi chane, kansagi dami shiore. Sanje gi kopa tabalaya, ani giji zo gi chane, ani chichi dami shiores.
So why we need to understand is selfness of the person and selfness of phenomena. It's because the grasping of self or person is said to be the principal obstacles or the hindrance for achievement of liberation or moksha. And the grasping of the self or phenomena serve as a main hindrance for achievement of enlightenment, or the achievement of omniscient state of omniscient mind, state of omniscience.
This is that kansa dami dala chamu da raban ni si zo coarse and subtle. Coarse the kansa ni nte ki gomji zo do da la.
So then, there are two kinds of self of selfness as a person that we talked about earlier. The gross level of selfless person and the subtle level of selfless person. The gross level of selfless person is actually
meditated by the hearers. Manji ki tsuo de karsana rancha tibi zeyu tu tuban zimi zemba se. Tu paansana karsana rancha dhachambi kofan thong dhokor.
So then the next is the subtle level of selfness of the person is meditated upon by the Pratika Buddha. Pratika Buddha, because there by meditating, it is subtler than the previous one. It's because they are meditating on the selfness of the person is the form and the cognizer apprehending that form being empty or being different substances is across in a subtle level of selflessness that is meditated by the Pratika Buddha.
So
if you look at the the text itself, you know, the tenets text. So they have all those illustrations. Then the Shuko Kwan of Rumi Chi did.
Page number, which page? I think it's page number 23. Yeah, if you see like, yeah, illustration of selflessness is, yeah, selflessness is a person and selflessness is a phenomena, yeah. But they don't. That thing is on. Kuzhle da kansa ki dami chuji dami se di sha de la ya. Tenjo da kar manda yor sulu de zambale. Tenjo dni la ya ani gaji gone jar mado tonji gone jag marisla ra. O tigi ani cheba yores mado ani tigi cheba yores.
Gaji gone cheba yores.
Tonji gone jiba marisji. Ani kansa ki dami tamu de ba de. Ani kansa ki dami tamu da chiji dami tamu ni jabara.
No.
Chida kansa dami tamu da chiji dami tamu dhaya da karsalo da zambale ya. Ani dami ni gaji ki gonin jibara ma da tonji ki gonin jibara maare lorda. Gansa ki ji, tonji chiji ji ora.
No.
Uti ki gonin jibara ma da gaji ki gonin jibara maare is lorda.
Kunyi madaya chiba
sungwe. Gaji ki gonin jibara maare is lorda kansa kunyi le negation kakari lorda. Da kanda kansa dami da chiji dami ni yon.
Ini kotaji guni cipres.
Jadi, oh.
Las. So, pa, kaza dami tu cuci dani suni barum.
Ah, tonsi cipres mandu dah. Gaji guni cipres.
Gaji guni lawan. Gaji cipres eh.
Gaji guni kaka cipres. Karena kaza dami silo tu zaman le, ko gaja kaka redo.
Lawan. Emang dah
macam tu video YouTube aja. Emang dah jadi orang je.
Lawan.
Oh.
So, the difference, between the selfness of the person and selfness of phenomena, according to the mind, according to the Svatantika Madhyamaka school, there's difference being difference because of the object of negations. The object of negations are different. However, in the basis of emptiness itself, there's no difference, but basis of emptiness. But there's a difference in the basis of the object of negations. Kashi guni kaka ji ni, tongji guni
kaka ji. Tongji guni ji ji baris, tongji guni ji ban ji ba maris la ro. Oh, dhani no, da veche, what is time now?
So I can tell
us the difference. Huh? Yisa kunyi karsana tonyi zedi gaji ki goni jibarasi lo duzambale kansa ki dami tamo chuji dami gaji goni jibarasi gaja negation kakaris chidilaya negation di karsana denpa tubare chidilaya negation yamena tachi rawanji di tuba da yamena zunzin tsema zhejin di tuba kakarida.
So if you look at the negations, the object of negations are different, right? So one is the negation of the person, you know, person being empty. Is the negation of that, you know, selflessness of person is what we're in, negation is being a permanent, unitary and independent is being negated, right, in the selflessness of the person. So then when it comes to the self negation of the selflessness of phenomena, then it is different because it is mere negating the phenomena being truly existence. The true existence of phenomena is negated. True existence is negated. So you see, that's the difference in object of negations of selfness of a person and selfness of phenomena.
It's a little bit different. Yeah, we see. Yeah, just make it. So, what is time now? Yeah, 5 more minutes. So, anybody have question?
But a person, if we look at a person as a phenomena, so what the difference of that to the selflessness of other phenomena than a person as a phenomena?
계속 여름지.
야우시 살 고마스데.
타코 땅에 처바인다. 뒤에 녜에 고라고 마소. 이네 그 디세워서 다 간다 아니 아 가자게 담에 생기는 쪽이 담에 개바 가진 지에서 그 가르친 다 배진 디세워서. 근데 가자 고런 쪽에 말베스. 가자 고런 강자게 담에 들 쪽이 담에 남 되기도 가르친 강자 고런 쪽에 차고로 바스. 그 디세워서.
Your question now.
Gaza de phenomena rubasco church.
Yeah, Gaza dare, Gaza.
Did you any carjane, Gaza dame delia, Gaza dame chibumato, church dame carjin se womares, quo phenomena chadi rubasco disidua, deemed a pigeon the incident.
The carson of co carson, mojing in the carson, Gaza dame, the chuji dame, slay the carson, Zozo chu the Gaza nishin, Gaza shim to Zambale, Nazo, Chidang to Wundano, Karimurzlo to Zambale. 나서 담보 간사다 품분이 있으시오라 간사다 품분이 시용도 잠발에 담보 젠바 주당데 간사기 덴바지비 덴제다 치지 덴바지비 덴제니 주당시오르다 엄마게 나로래 주당시용도 잠발에 간사기 당젠다 치지 당젠니 젠바니 제린 제바이나 치지 당젠다 헐을 해그리스 간사기 당젠다 제를 해그리스 뒤토네 코 어 치지 당젠다 헐을 해그리 간사기 당제 제를 해그리스 제를 제그리스 The Garcela de Sambalea Gansagi Daji Pumbudi Gansa the Chunisin and Chujane Chujane Nazo Toma Gansas and me down to Sambalea Tambukora Gansa de Pumbunguzum to us Gansa de Pumbunguzum Gansa Muzum to us Gansa de Pumbunguzum but the Tunio de Takaran Chuji Danzins of Koran Ransin Leoris Dine Gine and the Gansagi Danzins at the Gin Leoris or Tindegi Channel Kuni Kagashi order.
So now the term grasping God or the self of phenomena and self of person is given on the basis of the person and the aggregates that possessed by the person. Here now the person is said to be the Bob. Empty of self, person is said to be the, you know, self of, you know, so person is said to be the, you know, selfness of the person and the aggregates, the five, the psychophysical aggregates possessed by the person is said to be the self of phenomena, selfness of the phenomena. So now here these two are given on the basis of, the conception. Or the perception of how the perception that the arousal of the perceptions of selfness of the person and self, self of person and the self of phenomena, okay, perceptions. So when it comes to the arousal of perceptions, there are, you know, the sequence of this arousal of those, you know, perceptions. So here, if you ask this, the sequence is because the first, this selflessness of, selflessness of phenomena arises prior to a result of the selflessness of person. Okay. Yeah. Why? Because when we come to understand, when we come to identification of the self or I, self or I is identified by relying upon, first by relying upon its possessed, the possessed, you know, five psychophysical aggregates. It is based on identification of this, of the five aggregates, the possessed by the person, then the person is identified. So therefore, when you comes to the proper actual sequence of those two, you know, perceptions, and then the selflessness of phenomena arise first, and this and then later the selflessness of person is followed.
Is it clear? It's a little bit confusing. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Actually, it's the. This topic really hard, yeah. So I'm sorry about that. I cannot bring like example like show you like table or something. It's, I try to bring like example and try to go a little bit. What is it? It's been an easy way, but I don't know how to explain. Yeah. So yeah, main point is really you have to read. You know, you go back and read, and then bring more question. Just maybe one sentence, two sentences, and read and think about that. Yeah, okay. Okay. Thank you. Maybe next week I'm going to make me finish.
Rinpoche.
No.
I'm going to teach you.
Happy New Year, Shiroji, Nimala.
Tibetan Happy New Year.
Yeah, everybody say Tibetan Happy New Year to Nimala.
Yeah, Tuchana. I think I'm going to
go. Oh, Nimala, I'm Tuchi, Nimala.
Last Tuchi.
Last, May be able to liberate all sentient beings from their sufferings. May the precious Lord.